Yes, page Ayin Vav in Eiz Dalid, closer to the bottom of the first column. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that this inyan of Lachmi, why korbanos have to be Hashem's bread, because we need to keep godliness in the world, and just like physical bread keeps the Hashem in the body, so korbanos, because we do what Hashem wants us to do, so that keeps a lukus in the world. And he says, what happens is the person becomes connected, and therefore he says, because it's lower to higher and higher to lower, that's why we have two tefillas a day. We have shachris and mincha. Shachris is momata lamaila, and mincha is momaila lamata. Therefore, there's not a long, lengthy mincha. It's basically the shmonesri. He says, but this unity between the lower fire and the higher fire is aide korbani shem bechinas esis shemei aleph atop. It's through the level es korbani, es, right? Savas es korbani, es is aleph, it's not Persian. Aleph sof, es, is from the first letter to the last letter. What?
Estrada.
Then they carbon, he claim it. Kravim, Eliam, Kavin, AC. What does it mean? The letters in Aleph to Tav brings me closer to you and you closer to me. Lower to higher, higher to lower. For that, Masha Kotzer gives us in the Pasik. Dvore, Shesamti, Beficho. The Pasik says, the words I put in your mouth. And the Gemara says the Braisa or Mishnah is a queen or a king. It's a becomes like a king. That Hashem commands us to do this mitzvah. So that's why, and it says, whoever reads in Teda, when a person reads Chumash, a person learns Mishnah, Hashem is reading opposite him. I will put my words in your mouth. That means, what is a Jew saying? The words of Hashem. So therefore, when a person says Chumash, Hashem is saying Chumash. A person says Mishnah, Hashem is saying Mishnah. By learning Torah, becomes the unity between our speech and Hashem's speech, our thought and Hashem's thought. When this level of bittul that we create is the level of Meshe Rabbeinu. Why is the level of Meshe Rabbeinu? The fikach na mertzav is b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem. Therefore, the pasuk says, the Alter Rebbe at the beginning of the maimer asked, it says, tzav is b'nei Yisrael, and then it says, it says, command the Jews, say to them, and then the next pasuk says, say to them. What's the redundancy? In other words, Hashem says like this, tzav as b'nei Yisrael, you should bind, tzav, binding, the b'nei Yisrael. How? Aydei sheyum sheuchlehem b'chines meisha. By bringing down Meisha into the Yidden, remember we learned in Va'ata Tetzave, at the end of the Maimon, the Rebbe says, another interpretation, Va'ata Tetzave, doesn't only mean you bind the Jews to Hashem, you bind the Jews to one another. Here the Rebbe is saying, by Meisha Rabbeinu binding the Jews to Hashem, Yelam Kerech Adibu, they'll have the ability to speak. To tell them, in other words, like this. When a Jew learns, Hashem learns opposite him, which is a tremendous unity. We and Hashem become mamish one. What we say is what he says. You know, like they say, you don't want to know if a person knows you well if they can finish your sentences, right? That's what they say, if they can finish your sentences. So, through Meisha, now where do we get this ability to be one with Hashem? That when I speak, Hashem speaks. And like, so to speak, we finish each other's sentences. That's through the level Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, through Moshe Rabbeinu. For Moshe Rabbeinu binding deed in Tashem, then, therefore, and then when we speak, Hashem speaks. When we learn, Hashem learns. Skip the parentheses. Okay, top of the page. Vine, Beteda, Yesh. What?
I want to see where you're reading.
Good. Vine, Beteda, Yesh, Beis, Bechinas. In Teda itself, there's two levels. Tershib, Iksav, Tershib, Alpet. There's a written Teda and oral Teda. What's written Teda? Tershib, Iksav is Teda, Nevim, Iksuvim. Nikra, B'Shem, Mikra is called Kore. Kore, Bateda doesn't mean learning Mishnah. Kore b'Torah means reading Tanakh, reading Psukim b'Torah shebiksav. Meloshin kriya ka'adam akeda l'chaveda b'shmei. He says like this, Torah shebiksav is a level of Torah that we, the word is mikra. Mikra means pas psukim. So when a person, what happens when you call somebody? They will turn to you. When a person, why is it called Kreire Bateira? We have Kriya Sateira, Kreire Bateira. It doesn't only mean reading the Teira. It's more than that. It's when we read, when we read Teira, Hashem is responding to us. The whole Teira is the names of Hashem. It says, Kol HaTeira is Shmeitzim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every word of Hashem, of Teira is Hashem's names, meaning the way Hashem reveals himself. So when a person reads Teira, they learn Chumash, they whatever, they Beitarabi, whatever, it doesn't matter. They actually cause Hashem to come down to them. Like he said, to us reading, Hashem reads. Kachine, Kol HaTeira, he says, Hein Shemesim, Kol HaShemesim, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of Teira Chazal tell us are the names of Hashem. Tanach, Amel Shetzeruf, Yesi Yisehel. Through the combination of the letters of Teira, and Shemesh HaKadeshim are the holy names. So therefore, what is Chumash? Chumash are the names of Hashem. What does it mean, the names of Hashem? It means that when I call, Hashem turns. He responds. That's Torah Shebiksav. Ach Torah Shebal Pazah Nehmeh Tishmu. It's the level of guarding, keeping. Ki Shomer Zom Mishnah. Shomer Lenuk V'Bechines Mekabel. Okay? It means, Tishmeru means, it says, is the feminine receiver. Kachine ter shebal peh is mekabel. Shebav al yadayah nishma b'leva adam b'chines l'esh yud v'leya ma'abid. Ma'ashinesim. It means like this. When a person, you have chumish, okay? Then, that you have ter shebal peh that guards. How do we know how to keep Torah Shebiksav? Torah says in Chumash, put on tefillin. Who, what, when, where? Torah says, time for a sign on your hand and for a sign on, in between your eyes. No? Who, what, when, where? What? No, we don't know anything. So who guards the observance of Torah Shebiksav? Torah Shebal Peh explains how to do it, when to do it, the reward, the punishment, the whole thing of how to do it. So that's the level of guarding. Now, what's the purpose of guarding something? You shouldn't lose it. You shouldn't lose the level of unity between the Jew and Hashem. That's why the Gemara says, Eiza Shaita, what's considered a mentally unstable person, Shema'abed Mashinaisimle. One of the, there's a lot of one second. There's a lot of classifications. The Gemara said, what is a Shaita? One is he sleeps in a cemetery at night. Another interpretation is he does not, a person who knows how to give change is not a shaita. Another, the Gemara says, what is a shaita? And this is what he's bringing out here. Ma'abed mashana nesimli. You give him something, he loses it. I mean, he has no mentality, maturity to know how to keep it, yeah? So, so one second. No, not necessarily. So, Chassidus explains, what does it mean, Shema'abid Ma'ashenesim Lei? Simply means, he loses what you give him. He's not responsible. But Chassidus explains, Ma is a level of Bittul. Every Yid is given a Neshama, he's given the level of Bittul to Hashem. What is a fool? Shema'abid, he loses that Bittul, meaning the power of the Neshama that he's given. So he says, what's Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebaal Peh is to guard. So he says like this, Torah Shebaal Peh is the unity. You read it. You read it, you call him, he responds. That's the unity between the Jew and Hashem. What's Torah Shebaal Peh's accomplishment? To make sure you don't lose that ma. And he says, Shliya ma'abit chasasholim. Ma'abachinas ma, shenesim lei, which is given to him. How? By keeping Shama, which the Gemara says is the level of Mishnah. Okay, skip a few lines. Kihine, Tersha b'ksav, Tersha b'al peh, what is Tersha b'al peh? Li'es ha'sog is rotzen elyon. To understand the will of Hashem, lay the halacha, to understand the halacha. Mitzvah, and the mitzvah, I'll bury it properly. In other words, if you want to understand the mitzvah, you can't have it from Chumash. Chumash says, don't do work on Shabbos. You don't understand what that means. When you learn oral Torah, it explains the 39 malachas, what's all the rabbinic, the Torah Shabbos has to put on tefillin. You don't know who, what, when, where. So comes Torah Shabbos, and now you understand it. So Chumash is not an understanding of Hashem. Chumash is a level of bittul. That's what Allah is. If you read Chumash or Tilim or any book of Tanakh, of scriptures, and you don't know what you're saying, you don't understand the words, you still get a mitzvah. What?
So is Mishnah the oral Torah?
Yeah. Mishnah is the basis of the oral Torah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi did. He took the whole oral Torah and put it into Mishnah. And then you have the expounding of, you know, Gemara, codifier. That's all the expansion of it.
But there's a certain structure to Torah Shabbat.
What was given to Moshe Har Sinai orally.
Right.
For whatever reason, I mean, there's a reason, obviously. When Hashem gave Torah, he gave two halves. The written and oral. And then Chassidus comes along and he says he gave another two halves. The body of Torah and the neshama of Torah. Nigla, the revealed part of Torah, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, and then he had the secrets of Torah. That was all given to Rabbi Moshe at Har Sinai.
Rabbi Moshe is
who ordained Moshe?
Hashem. Huh? And a pretty good teacher. Hine ikur Torah Shebaal Peh. What's the primary concept of Torah Shebaal Peh? Li'es hasog et zratzen al yilei da'alok mashe'en ke Torah Shein b'ksav. But the written Torah, ein bar b'chinas gili ha'rotzen, that you don't understand, like he says. G'ksham ha'kozul g'shartem la'is. Yeah, he gives us, the Torah says, time for a sign. Ein yadeh mahu, we don't know what it means. What sign? Where does, you know, what? Until Chazal came through Torah Shebaal Peh, Upershon, they explain it means Dalit Batim Shebet Tefillin. The four compartments of the Tefillin, Tofram, Son, Valchsunin, and the angles of it, the Dalit Pashi, the Chain Sukkah. Yeah, Torah says sit in the Sukkah. What is the kosher Sukkah? What? We don't understand that from Torah Shebet Sav. Hainu Lefisha Kol, Bechinas Torah Shebaal Peh, because that's what Torah Shebaal Peh is. What's the Torah Shebaal Peh is nothing new. Torah Shebaal Peh is just taking the Torah Shebaal Peh and elaborating on it, making it understood. Liyesh b'keli kibul, to make it a vessel. Le limited lahagbil etzeratzin ha'elyon, to limit the will of Hashem. Me'arnitzav baruch hu keitz eti asher ha'osei. How do you make Hashem rest? Uba'es ha'efen, and how to do it? Because if it's done correctly, then Elokus is revealed on the person. In other words, like this. We know mitzvah is to make God, to make us holy, to make Hashem rest upon us. Yeah? Torah Shebaal Peh says, do it, tefillin. But if we don't do tefillin the right way, then we're not getting a mitzvah. If anything, then you're making a bracha in vain. If somebody wears non-kosher tefillin, not only you're not doing a mitzvah, you're doing a sin because you said God's name in vain. So Torah Shebaal Peh is to explain to us how to do the mitzvah properly, which causes this level of godliness to rest upon us.
Okay, somebody has a very pure...
The road to hell intention. Is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, but still, I thought, isn't there some more that this is being appreciated?
Yeah.
Somebody that has a very pure, innocent intention.
Intentions are very fine, but that's only not if you do the wrong thing.
But the tefillin used to be kosher, the chazaka is still being kosher.
That's a halacha. That's what you could put him on.
Yeah.
In other words, how can I put on my tefillin today? Maybe it became non-kosher yesterday. So that's a din of chazaka. But that's also Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh is telling us this is what you're allowed to do. Yeah? Okay. V'chein nase gam kem b'chines klei kibol l'b'chines eish yud. Therefore, korbani lachmi le'ishai. To the level of Eish Yud, Hashedom is Galib Nefesh. That reveals itself in the Nefesh, Lahagbila, to limit it. Because again, every mitzvah, just like we learned, every drug needs a limitation. How to take it, when to take it, how much of it to take. Okay, then it functions. Otherwise, it can be detrimental. It can kill you. Okay? Torah is the Torah Sheba'al Peh limits Torah Shebiksav to tell us what, you know, the limitation, what brings godliness down to the world. If the tefillin are made this way, if the sukkah is made this way, if the lulav is this way, that's all that thing. Shetei Islava Sukshukal Hashem B'rish Be'eith in a burning fire Shemeir V'tkua B'lev, that it becomes ingrained in the heart Baltimid Lelambaya, that it should never be lost, it should never move away. Avo Tersha Biksav. So, in other words, like this Tersha Baal Peh is primarily the understanding of it. Tersha Biksav, written Torah, is primarily the reading of it, not the understanding of it. Like we said, if you read it to Tillim and you don't understand it, you still get a mitzvah of learning Torah. That's why a person who's illiterate could be called up to the Torah, he makes the bracha on the aliyah, and yet he doesn't know what the guy's reading. Man, if you understand what you're reading, okay, I understand. But the guy doesn't understand, he doesn't know the meaning of the words, yet he is able to make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, too, one before, one after. Why? Because over there it's not important understanding. In Torah Sheba'al Peh, if I read it and I don't understand it, I'm not getting a mitzvah of learning Torah. Right, because I'm not. It's not the names. I mean, it's not understanding. But by written Torah, it should be in the image and its form. Because it's all the names of Hashem. You call it, you read it, Hashem responds. But in Torah Sheba'al Peh, it doesn't matter what language you learn it. In other words, if somebody learns Torah in English, whatever, they're still getting the mitzvah. You're not saying the letters of the Gemara. Gemara is in Aramaic, and you're translating into English or whatever language. How can you be getting a mitzvah? You're not translating. Because over there, it doesn't matter the words. The words of Torah Sheba'al Peh are not exact as the words of Torah Shebiksav, obviously. We learn out tractates from an extra word in Torah, an extra letter in the Torah. You learn out countless halachas. Rabbi Kivi used to learn countless halachas from the crown of the letter. That's what the Gemara says.
Better, when you learn the Shema Yisrael Peh, you still have to learn it the right way. It's not like you could just be close enough. I mean, can you? Maybe you could just do it close enough.
No. But the advantage of this is learning Mishnah Yisrael Peh, that whenever you're in the street, then you could say words of Torah, like the Gemara says, if this maneuver, this despicable thing, i.e. the Yetzirah, Pogabah, he meets you, schlep him to the shul. If he's metal, melt him, break him, whatever, yeah? So the Rebbe is saying the advantage of knowing aspects of Torah by heart is that wherever you are, like the Rebbe writes in a Yemen, whether in the subway or walking in the street or whatever it is, you should say words of Torah.
Exactly. Mishnah, the guy say exact. It's not so exact. But you're saying no, it's
No. Again, words of Mishnah are more exact than the Gemara. Words of Gemara are more exact than Rashi. You know, it's... But it's not as exact anywhere near the exactness of Torah Shebiksav. Therefore, you know how many times in Gemara you have different Agoy Sabach and changing the words a little bit here or there. Or the Gemara could say a Brais is wrong. The Gemara never says a Pasuk is wrong. Right? Okay? Meaning, Torah Shebiksav, Ubachin is Kriya. As carbony, the teresh baal peh is called the level of shmita. And he says, "Vine." So teresh b'ksav and teresh baal peh. It's very interesting. B'chal, we know that when you walk in the street, ideally you're supposed to say words of Teda. It's very interesting. Whenever we saw this clearly, I mean, this is very obvious. Whenever the Rebbe would come out of 770 to walk home. When the Rebbe was walking out of 770, his mouth was already moving. He was saying things by heart. Or if the Rebbe came out and waiting for like the guests would leave, so the Rebbe would come out and the Rebbe would wait until everybody was on the buses to the airport and the block away, the Rebbe couldn't see him anymore. But you saw after a few seconds, the Rebbe's mouth started moving. Because not to waste a second even of learning Torah. So obviously the Rebbe understood. Whatever you're saying by heart, he understood. But the point is, and another thing, if somebody asks a question, should I read, my famous expression, if you read a comic book, or read a Mishnah that I don't understand, what's better to do? Now, are you getting a mitzvah of understanding Torah? No, because I don't know what I'm talking about. It's still better than reading a comic book, or reading a whatever. And that's if it's a comic book like Mendy and the Golem, you know. The Jewish one. He says like this.
But
Rabbi,
even if you don't understand, but you're doing it so many times.
The Neshama understands.
The Neshama eventually.
Yeah, but it's still, halachically, you don't get a mitzvah of learning Torah. One second, no. There's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah, even in learning Torah, there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of learning Torah and knowing Torah. There's two different mitzvahs. If somebody who says Tillim a whole day and doesn't know what it means, they're getting the mitzvah of learning Torah, but they're not getting the mitzvah of knowing Torah because they don't understand it. Okay? If somebody reviews something 10 times and they don't go deeper into it each time, they're getting a mitzvah of learning Torah, but they're not getting a mitzvah of knowing Torah because they know it already, so you're not getting a new mitzvah of knowing Torah. If you go deeper into it, something else. Right?
But Rabbi, let's say you learn something 9 times you don't understand it. 10th time you understand it, those previous 9 times also count because they were part of the process to get...
Correct, there. Correct. I'm not saying not. 100%.
If you don't understand it,
yeah, if you learn it 10 times and you finally get it at the end of the 10th time, or Rabbi Doss had the student, he taught him each thing 400 times, and okay. So, yeah, then each part is the process of knowing. Of course. But that's the way of knowledge.
It's a puzzle.
But if you just do it once and you read it, you don't know what you're talking about, you're not getting the mitzvah of knowing Torah. So he says like this. Vine calls a bechinas dibur shul talmud Torah. This is all the level of speech of Torah. Shal zeh nemar es karbon yitishmeru bechinas machshava zu tefila. But level of thought is tefila. Al zeh nemar lahakir li b'mayadei. In other words, he says like this. Pasuk says, "As carboni lachmi liishai, reach nicheich." As carboni lachmi, he says that's the level of Torah, learning Torah with the words. But then it says the pasuk continues, "Lahakriv li b'mayadei," to bring it in the proper time. The Gemara says that, which is Yom Tif, that's Torah Shabbat, that's thought. Why? All the davening of the week comes from the previous Shabbos. Then it says Kedesh Ilochem, Kedesh or Elyon, which is Kedesh without a vav, which is a higher level of Kedusha, which is Kadesh Umuvdel Lias Nimshach Mena Eza Hamshacha. Meaning, davening during the week, we get that strength. from the Shabbos before. In other words, we learned already, it's a very interesting thing. The Rebbe used to talk a lot about this by Febrenes, by Shabbos Febrenes. Shabbos has a twofold purpose. It says in the Zohar, my name is Barchan Kula Yemim. From Shabbos, all the days of the following week are blessed. That means Shabbos is the hashpah, the sustenance for the next week. And then it says, Vayichul HaShemayim Ba'aretz, Eloshim Kiloyin, Shabbos elevates the whole avoid of the previous week. So Shabbos is a twofold thing, really. Shabbos elevates the previous week, and as Rebbe explained, even Yom Kippur during the week becomes elevated in the Shabbos afterwards. Shabbos Vayichul HaShemayim becomes the Loshin Kiloyim V'Tainu. It elevates every day of the week. In addition to that, Shabbos gives the bracha for the coming week. So the Rebbe says all the kaychas that we have of davening and things during the week comes in the Shabbos before. What? No, because there's different levels of Shabbos. The Shabbos is the last day of the week, and then the Shabbos as the middle of the week. Okay? What in Chumash it says Shabbos is the seventh day. Right? But Kabbalistically, there's also, and even halachically, yesterday, I mean 2 days ago, when you daven, in the Yom Yom Revi B'Shabbos, at the end you say, the small Luchun Aranina, Luchun Aran, the three psukim, right? That's really in the next parak, Tilim. That's not in that pasuk of Tilim of Wednesday. The next parak of Tilim goes, shh, into the three Luchun Araninas. So it's why? So it says in Kabbalah, but everybody does it, right? Because it says in Kabbalah that Shabbos is the middle of the week, even Alochi of this. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are the 3 days before Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are the days after Shabbos. That's why you're allowed to make Havdalah through Tuesday. Why can you make Havdalah through Tuesday if you didn't do it? I'll give you an example. This year, by the way, Tisha B'Av is Sunday. Yeah? Saturday night, we're not going to make Havdalah.
No?
Why? Because you're not allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. So when do you make Havdalah? Sunday night, before you break your fast, you have to make Havdalah.
This week?
Right? Why? Because you can make Havdalah through Tuesday. If somebody was in this situation, there was no wine, there's no Havdalah, so you make it through Tuesday.
Rabbi. Good morning. Do you know if the water in Boston collapsed?
No, they didn't collapse. Somebody was shot outside the shliach. There was